Remember your Creator while you have time. And I once asked a group of elders in another church, well, another fellow asked them what was one of their best worship services that they ever experienced. And some said Christmas Eve, some said Easter, some said the sunrise service, others said special events and retreats. And one elder said, every Sunday with Christ. And that elder had a real deep and strong relationship with Christ. You might say they lived out what Solomon commanded. Remember your Creator while you still have time in the days of your youth. Years ago, a rock singer named Bruce Springsteen wrote and sang a song called Glory Days. I think he was in his 30s and 40s, and he was looking back already and saying, oh, the best days there, you know, they were yesterday. Glory Days, they'll pass you by, he sang. And glory days at the baseball field, glory days at the bar. And but for the Lord, glory days are always today. Because His glory fills the whole earth. Jesus is here with us. We have a chance to know and love and praise Him. So Solomon says, remember your Creator right now while there's still time, before it's too late. God created time so we can know that we're creatures. We're dependent on Him. He's kind of above time. We work with time, and the clock is ticking. And someone said every time you look at your watch, it's a reminder that you're a creature, and you have an appointment with the Lord in the future and also right then. So that's something to let God impact you. We as people, we try to control time or grab a hold of time. Save time by doing things. If you speed or do something like that, get real efficient. Ponce de Leon, looking for that fountain of youth, trying to save time. But no one has ever saved time. We only do different things with the time God has given us. So that's to remember God right now while we're young enough. If you want to be efficient, remember the Lord. If you don't want to be efficient, don't remember the Lord. And know Him today, love Him today, serve Him today as your highest joy. Someone said you could tell how many clicks on a clock it has happened in your lifetime based on where you go in the drugstore when you go to the drugstore. When you're young, the drugstore is the candy section. That's all you're concerned about the first couple aisles. Hershey bars, Milky Ways, Freeze Pops. That was the drugstore. Get a little older, I need shampoo and deodorant for the first time in my life. Where do I get that? In the drugstore. In the drugstore. Never even been in those aisles. Why would you go there? Except when you get older. And then there's a place in the back. Or the man with a white coat back there. He looks real serious. People leave that place with a little package. Something that's going to get them through the week. In some manner. Now, all of us go in the back, or most of us. And remember your Creator while you have time. And someone said the Lord gives you 84,600 seconds every day to know Him. And there's an illustration called, Do You Have a Moment? Do you have a moment? God, or the wealthiest man in the world, put $84,600 in your bank account each day. Only the thing is, at the end of the day, it's empty, whether you have used any of those resources or not. You could use as much as you want or as little as you want. You could really make it count, thanking the one who gave that to you, or you could waste it and say it's gone at the end of the day. Bankruptcy. And the Lord gives us 84,600 seconds to know Him and to follow Him. How's that working for you? How's that working when you don't remember Him? It's gone. Maybe the past seems real good. The Israelites, when God gave them daily manna, it was fresh food every day to give them fuel. Their responsibility was to gather that manna each day. It tells us that you and I are responsible for our spiritual growth before God. No one can do it for us. Take and eat, said Jesus. And some of the Egyptians said, the man is not real good. The past was better in Egypt. And they weren't thankful for the manna. Others said, the future is going to be better. We want meat. God sent the meat. They were not happy with the meat because they were not happy with the Lord. And so to remember God right in the day that you find yourself, He's with you to help. If you're controlled by the past, He can give you peace about the past. If you're anxious about the future, and it is a troubled future, God can give you courage about the future. President Reagan, when he faced his uncertain future, he spoke to the nation about his Alzheimer's. And he said he wanted to speak to help people going along that path. He said, I now begin the journey that will lead me to the sunset of my life. And when you and I were born, we really started the journey that leads to the sunset of our life. And God says, remember me each moment. It's precious to God. You can meet God in the moment. You can meet God today. He can help you this week. Love Him today. Thank Him today. These are days of salvation. If Jesus introduces Himself to you on the journey to your sunset, time can become your ally. All of a sudden, not anything to control anymore or to regret. Something instead to meet God in, to know His goodness, His salvation, to know that life is beautiful, to know that life is fragile, and if limitations come, which they will, so for most of us, we open the Bible, we say, I can't see it as well as I used to be able to see it. Where's my glasses? Got to get that right contact in. What did you say? Could you repeat that? Because I know you said it, and I kind of forgot it already. Say that again. Remember God while you still can, to serve Him and to love Him and to follow after Him. Death has not reached out to you yet, so follow Christ. Moses said, Lord, teach me to count my days so I can get a heart of wisdom. And if you had a watch, could you take your watch off? You don't have to do it literally, but put it before God and say, wow, this is time created by you as an opportunity to know you, Lord. Not something for me to store or save or run away from. It's a time to meet you. And so I give my life to you. I surrender my days to you. My times are in your hands. And God will, if you would like Him to, give you peace for the present, peace about the past, courage for the future, and for right now, for every moment, every tick of the clock, God's favor. Today is a day of salvation, the Bible says. So would you like to surrender to God? Have you ever done that? Will you do that? And will you do that now? That's His will for us. Let's pray together. Lord, we sing songs about time and how you meet us in that. Solomon said, remember your Creator. So we could say, moment by moment, we're kept in your love. Moment by moment, there's life from above. Looking to Jesus till glory does shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Lord, in these quiet moments, might we make our peace with you through Christ. Hear our prayers.